Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. You're listening to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of the evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we just want to welcome everyone and tell all your friends and all your neighbors about the broadcast and share it out and like it for us, and we'll thank you. We need to get the gospel out, so just share it for us if you will. We thank God for all that he's doing, for what he's going to continue to do. Me and Tim ain't feeling too good this evening, but we just went ahead and come on anyways. But we just want everyone to pray for us, that God will touch us and meet the needs for us. Tim had a cousin to die today, and her name was Ruby Rhodes, so remember the Rhodes family. And George Coleman, he's in ICU, needing a miracle. We've been with this group a lot and in services with them, and we'd like everybody to pray for George Coleman. He's needing a miracle. My sister Shirley fell and hurt her back, and then my other sister Eloise a couple weeks back fell and broke her hip and had to have surgery, and her arm's all messed up, so they're needing prayer. So many people out there needing prayer, so I just want everybody to be praying for them while we're on here, all the prayer warriors. We have a praise report from a friend that's been watching. Carolyn Cooper said that she got a good report. She's been taking chemo for some time now, and they had a scan done, and her doctor told her that she was cancer-free. So we just thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for him touching Doris. She also got a good report that she didn't have no cancer in her body here some time back, but she still needs prayer, and Carolyn still needs prayer for strength. And so just remember them, and there's many, many more out there that need prayer, but I'm just going to read the title of what we're going to be speaking on tonight. It's coming out of Luke 14. We'll start in verse 16. Verse 18 is the key verse that we're going to be speaking on. Then said he unto them, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them, or to say to them, that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Verse 18, and they all with one consent, or in other words, one voice, begin to make excuse. And that's what we're talking about tonight, is people making excuses why they can't serve the Lord, why they can't praise the Lord, why they can't do anything for the Lord, why they can't go to church, all this. And then it says, the first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs to go see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So there's many excuses that people make up, you know, why they can't serve the Lord. But, you know, that excuse that you make up is not going to be good on judgment day, because he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. So we need to be very careful, be what the Lord would have us to be, and we need to be being about our Father's business. We're going to get over here and just sing a few songs, and then we're going to come around and get the other preacher on. So just bear with us and pray for us that we'll get through this. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Long years ago, when I was 18, I had no hope, no peace within. So on my knees, I pray to Jesus and he has made me free. I never stopped for his name. When all the burdens from my soul were rolled away, it made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for me every day to me. Oh, sinner, come to Jesus now. And if you see, don't call me now. Confess to him your everything. Yeah, baby, when you give you peace and joy within, I never stop, Lord, it's the day. When all the burdens from the soul were rolled away, it made me happy, glad, and free. I'll sing and shout it for you every day. Thank you. birth of his blood, and the bounds that home abide. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The lost you leave from day to day won't show it. You're not what we fell in. Well, even out of the trip we sent, if you need touched by the power of God, you'll know it. If you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you need for a day to day won't show it. Well, even out of the trip we sent, if you need touched by the power of God, you'll know it.
Praise the Lord.
I'm gonna work until the money comes. Labor of your gear, there's much work to be done. There's nothing else to fulfill, there lies under our bed. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. God is the keeper of the vineyard. The field is the soul of all mankind. I'm laying up my treasure, working for the master. It's this harvesting while we have time. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. Laborers refuse, there's much work to be done. Yes, after all, but don't fill their lives under harvest. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. Nobody says it's so long dying. Lonely, hurting people need to know that someone cares. Healing can heal the spirit, soul, and body. So let me lift him up to God in prayer. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. The laborers are few. There's much work to be done. Let's have the wrong with all the skills. I'm working still until he comes. He prepared a revelation, I come quickly. To reward every man, according to his work shall be. I want to hear him say, well, that faithful servant, then I know his every face shall see. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. Laborers are few, there's much work to be done. Let's have your arms and call the field, they're wide and guarded. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes. There's nothing wrong with all the bill, they're wide and the harvest. I'm gonna work in the field until he comes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sorry about that one. I was playing without me.
Praise the Lord.
Many times I have traveled down the long, lonely road, headed for another place to tell. Someone who needs it, the story of Jesus,
and how he'll save their soul from hell. I've seen many great places, many new faces, beautiful stars rising. But I want you to know the reason I know the old story again. Over and over, I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us. He'll keep us safe and forevermore. How he paid the full cost. Get the blood on the cross to save the world from this sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. At times I have questioned, I've wondered, Lord, if this truly real. I'm in the forest, tired and weary. Sometimes it seems uphill. There's an ease takes me back, all places I've been, where he saves me from sin. Yes, I'm
Over them.
And we have several people that have lost their loved ones this week, so God knows every one of them. I'll read them off later, but just be praying for those families that are struggling with this. We're going to get the preacher on here, 205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. You go ahead and obey the Lord there.
All right, sis. You know, I just want to thank God we got an opportunity to lift up the wonderful name of Jesus tonight. And he's the only
Amen.
One that can answer every problem you've got, every question.
That's
you've
it.
Got. He's the only one with the answer.
Yes.
You know, we got these professors in the colleges, and they got their ideas, but, you know, theirs just might be wrong, but Jesus is never wrong. Jesus is never not
That's
on
right.
man. He's never not good.
Amen.
He's never not faithful. And he's never not God. Praise the Lord. He's there for us. When,
Thank you.
A lot of times we're not there for him when he calls us. But praise God, that's my life. I want to be there when he calls. I want to be faithful to him. Glory to God. You know, Sister Betty read some scriptures about the people was making excuses not to go to that
yes.
great supper. Well, that great supper in the Bible is called the marriage supper of the Lamb. And glory
yes.
to God, only the redeemed of the Lord will sit at that table. It won't be excuse makers. Oh, well,
Amen.
We can't be in church this weekend because we're going camping. We can't be at church this weekend. My husband's in a fishing tournament over here at this lake. We can't be there
Come
this
on.
Weekend. We decided to drive up and see our kids up here and go see them and be with them all day. So we can't be at church, so have us excused. And God said, you know what? I give you everything. I give you your kids. I give you the ability to go and fish. I give you the ability to camp out. Why do you have to do it on a day when you're supposed to be serving me? And you know what he's going to do? He's going to say the excuse is not good enough. Praise God. Your excuses will
Man.
Not work. And what excuse you're going to give when you stand before God and you still have sin in your life and in your soul has stained you up, and them stains are just right there for God to see. What excuse are you going to give God? Well, God, I was planning on getting saved later on. God, I was planning on start really going to church better. But see, it was summertime, and it was nice out, God. And we just wanted to go have some fun. We didn't know we could have fun in the house of God. Oh, we thought we had to go out here and do it. What excuse is going to work, people? What are you going to tell God? The reason you didn't make it if you don't. It'll be the only thing you'll have to blame is that person that looks back at you in the mirror. Be the only one, because God's made a way. He made a way for all of us with Jesus. Went to Calvary, praise the Lord, got up there and went to that cross, went willingly and died for me and you, that we could be forgiven
Amen.
Our sins, that we could find redemption, a glory to God through the blood of Jesus, that we could be born again, that we could live a different life, a new life, a life with God
Jesus.
As the head of it, praise God, hallelujah, son, daughter, praise God, but we ain't putting God where he needs to be. He's got to be ahead of everything else. Because that's who God
Amen.
Is. He won't play second fiddle to your children, your wife, your husband, your daddy and mama, your job, your work, your pleasant
Amen.
Time out fishing and doing things out in the world. He's got to be number one. If not, you don't know him. You've never seen him. You've never been touched by him. You're not born again. Praise God. Because you'd have a desire to go serve God. She talked about Brother Ron Barr. That man is faithful to church. He's sick. He's got all that trouble.
Yeah.
He's faithful to that church. He's there. You know why? Because he loves God more than anything else.
That's
and that's what it's going to take to serve him. That's what it's going to take to be a child of God. It's to love him more than you love the things of this world. But I thought about
that's
going
it.
Back to the Bible and show you where excuses come from. And I'm going to tell you about why they came. And it's out of chapter 3 in the book of Genesis. All the way to the beginning. And it says this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. She told the devil just what God told me. But you know what? The devil's always got a way of breaking that down and making it, well, God didn't really mean that. Because I've heard preachers say, well, this really means this in the Bible. And they just read what it means. This is what it said. And glory to God said, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now see, before that, they didn't know good and evil. But praise God, you know, we grow up learning good and evil because mom and daddy dust the seat of our britches if we get into too much. And we learn what not to put your hand into because they're whooping. And how to obey them and how to do this. How to, I learned to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, when I was talking to anybody older than me. I learned that as a kid, and I still do it today. I don't find many older than me now. But I say it to everybody. If they say something to me, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or yes, sir, no, sir. That's respect. That's showing people you respect them for who they are. And today we got kids that will scream at you and holler at you. If you don't agree,
mom,
run the lines and run out the streets and all this stupid stuff that don't even make no sense. Because you can't change somebody's mind when it's made up by God. Praise the Lord. He said, and the eyes of both were open, and they sewed them leaves together, made aprons, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Now here's what God said. He said, who told thee that thou was naked? In other words, surely you didn't eat of that. I told you not to. So who told you this? And this said, hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee, and thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, here's the excuse that's going to come right now. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. He was mad at the old serpent. But see, the old serpent was the devil, and he tricked them, and he tricks people today. It ain't going to hurt you people. Listen to me. It ain't going to hurt you to miss church this Sunday and maybe a day or two next week if y'all want to go camp out, because you know you need some pleasant time, right? So it's more important for you to go do the camping. Or if you got a fishing tournament, gentlemen, maybe it's all right for you to go on to this tournament. You might win some money down there in that tournament, and you'll have the joy of fishing. You don't need to go serve God. So that's the devil told you that. Just like he did Adam and Eve. He's telling you, oh, you ain't going to die. You ain't going to, but they did, ain't they? Glory to God. Every person since then, they've lived so long and then died except two. two God took up into heaven while they're still alive. But all the rest of us, we're going to have to leave this world. We're going to have to leave it by way of the grave. Glory to God, unless Jesus comes back and calls us home. Praise God. The devil is a liar. The devil's a thief. He's out
roaming
like a lamb, seeking whom he may devour. So sure, he's going to tell you, well, you know what? It's New Year's Eve. It's all right if you and your wife go out dancing and y'all drink a little bit. You know, you might get killed on the way home. But don't worry about it. Just go have a good time. God won't mind. People, the Word of God, Bible says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Dividing the soul, even the thoughts and the marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. He knows what you got on your mind. He knows when you go to church, if you went to serve God or you just went to play house. Glory to God. Because Jesus, he's the all-knowing God. He's the one that we are saved by. But he's the one day we got to stand in front of. And you stand there naked. I ain't talking about no clothes. I'm talking about everything you ever done. It's going to be shining like a light. If it's a, hey, I left church, but I had to go over here to my friend's house. They was partying, so I left church a little early. I went over there, like not made it home, I slid up. They do it every day. But does that make them right? It makes them so wrong in the eyes of God. Because this is what she did. Said he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. He's inviting you to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb tonight. He's telling you, if you'll come and you serve me like you should, put me where I should be in your life, that your name will be written down in the Lamb's book of life. Oh, hallelujah. You can live forever in the kingdom of God. You won't have problems. You won't have hurts. You won't have pains. You won't cry tears. Glory to God, for I'll be with you. I'll be your God, and you can be my people. Oh, but no, wait a minute. It said, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. Why didn't you go look at it before you bought it? That's what God's thinking. Any other man with common sense would say, why didn't you go look at it before you bought it?
Amen.
So that didn't fly, did it? Here's another. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray they have me excused. Why didn't you prove them before you paid for it? There you
Amen.
Go. That you won't fly with it. And another said, I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Well, you better marry a wife that agrees with you on how to serve God with our whole heart,
Amen.
All of our mind, all our strength, all that's in us, all of our soul. We need to go and worship and praise our God. He's the one that joined us together and made us one flesh. That's what he needs to say to his wife. And his wife needs to say, yes, let's go to church and thank God that we found the love of our lives in this earth, and that's me and you together. But they didn't. They made an excuse, didn't they?
Amen.
So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servants said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded. And yet there is room. People, there's room at the table of Jesus Christ for me and
Amen.
You. We got to make up our mind. Are we going to serve God? Are we going to serve this world? Are we going to serve our lust? Or are we going to serve Jesus Christ, who can satisfy all your wants, all your needs? Hallelujah, God. Save your children. Save your family. Glory to God.
Amen.
Write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory. That's what we need instead of looking out here. Because them other people does this stuff and they go to church. But well, Bible tells you something. If that man leads you off a cliff, you're going to walk up there and jump behind him. No, then don't follow him when he runs away from God either. Hallelujah, because that's what this is about. You can make all excuses you want. They want one of them stand up in the face of Jesus Christ. He already knows what you're doing. He knows why you do it. Praise God. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. You remember what Jesus did? He turned to the Gentiles. The Jews rejected him. Crucify him. Crucify him. Take him from us. Crucify him. And he turned to the Gentiles. And go out to the highways, the edges. Compel them to come in. You remember Paul? Paul went out, going to Asia and different places, setting up churches. Praise God. They was receiving the Holy Ghost, just like the Jewish people was. A blessed God. Why? He ain't no respecter of persons. You can be the best one in town. Everybody talk good about you. But God knows your secrets. You ain't got an excuse good enough and big enough to hide what you do wrong. Praise God. And yet they make them every day, don't they? Well, I'd have been at church, but I had a real bad headache. Of course, right after church, you seen them at Walmart or at the restaurant.
Come on.
It was well enough to go to town. It's well enough to get hungry and go to town.
Come on.
Just wasn't well enough, hallelujah, God, to come sit in the house of God and give him some praise. It wasn't well enough.
Amen.
To do what God said. I want to do what I want. I want to go follow me. I can't follow God and follow me at the same time, you see. So I took this day to follow me. That was the day you left
home.
And you had to repent and come back even to get where you was with God. And it may not have been nowhere to start with because you don't leave him by. He goes with you.
Amen.
Where you go.
That's it.
Hallelujah, God. And it's what he said. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. People, when you're called, and you're being called right now, that's what this preaching's for. You're being called under the marriage supper of the Lamb. Your
Amen.
Name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. But praise God. You know that God has got to be put number one. And you can't just choose the day and say, wait a minute. Honey, I don't believe I'll go to church today. I heard them fish biting down that lake down there. Let's me and you ride off down there, and we'll go eat or something, have a good dinner, and we'll go down to the lake, and I'll see if I can't catch a few fish.
Come on.
Now, who does he love, himself or God? You tell me. You be the
judge.
God's going to judge you. You better start judging yourself that you don't fall from the grace of God, that you fall into the arms of God. But praise the Lord. Many times, this old boy had to come back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. I wasn't doing it just right. God correct me. God teach me. Show me. Lead me. Guide me. Hallelujah. And I praise God. It keeps you wanting to go to church. It keeps you wanting to praise God. It keeps you wanting
Amen.
To get down to
Thank
church.
Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to go on and tell you a little bit about why them people made them excuses. I'm going to start right here. In verse 26, same chapter, 14 of Luke. If any man come to me, now this is going to sound funny when I read it, but I'll explain. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now, wait a minute. We can't hate. Nobody hates of the devil, right? He's saying, I want you to love me so much.
Amen.
That you bless every, that you love everything else. That I am the one that you love first. I'm the one that give you your life. I'm the one that give you that good mother and that good daddy. Glory to God. I'm the one that give you your blessing in life, your children. I'm the one, hallelujah, that bless you with
Jesus.
They come from me. All things, the Bible says, were created by and for him, glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's made them to bring him glory, to praise the Lord. He's made a place for us that we can go live forever and ever and ever and never have a pain, never have a sickness, never have a sorrow. And yet, this little dangly stuff out here, we run after it and lay God on the shelf. You don't see no dust on this Bible. It's getting warm. The black's all coming off the cover. But guess what? It don't lay and collect dust. I know what it says, and I know how to live that way, is to trust Jesus Christ to carry you through. Glory to God. We all going to hit bad times. We're going to hit times when we don't know if we can make it another day. But God has prepared that way. Yeah. He's made it. But to do it, you got to put him where he belongs. In your life, he's got to be the goal. That's the goal that we strive for.
Amen.
To get like Jesus Christ, to be in the arms of God. Hallelujah. And yet, they start this. Now, let's read it. Whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intended to build a tower, set it not down first, and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? You see, I'm going to get into some stuff that's pretty rank. How many Christians do you know that people thought so highly of in the church? And all of a sudden, you hear they're in jail, or you hear that they stole something, or that they left their wife and ran off with somebody else, or left their husband and their children, ran off with someone else, and everybody in church going, oh, my God, did you hear that? Did you hear about Brother So-and-so or Sister So-and-so? Oh, my God, let's pray for them. They completely left the church. They threw God down for something else and ran off. They started out a good fight. No doubt. They was one of them. Oh, praise God, praise God. Glory, hallelujah. I've been born again. Hallelujah. I'll serve God till I die. And then all of a sudden the devil breaks and finds him. Turns that head and looks over. He's almost trapped in. Because you take your eyes off of Jesus. We done found that out in the Word of God. And when Peter got out to walk on that water, he's headed to the Lord. But he looked off. You look off for a minute, you sink. He said, save me, Lord.
Mom.
He had to reach down and pull him back up. Well, praise God, if they'd come back and say, save me, Lord, help me from myself. Save me from me, Lord. Glory to God. He could do it. But they didn't sit down when they come to God and count the cost of serving the Lord. And you say, cost? Let me just give you an example. Now, man, I had friends I'd run with for 20-something years. I told them I got saved. Guess what? I had no friends no more. They left me. And I counted that. They wasn't my friends to start with, or they would not have left. The one friend I can count on from now on has to be Jesus. And that made a difference in my life. When God opened my eyes that they wasn't even friends, they were just acquaintances that I happened to run with. But soon as I said, I found the goal, the thing of life, I've got a hold of Jesus, and he got a hold of me. Glory to God, they left me. It's gone. You got to count the cost, friends. And your wife may leave you. Your husband may leave you. They may be so worldly that they'll just leave you because you want to go to church. You want to serve God. Let me tell you something. You stay with God. He'll fix you up. Your life will be happy. It'll be joyful. It'll be plentiful. It'll be blessed. Hallelujah, God. But I'm telling you, the one that leaves on the count of you got saved, they ain't worth going after. Don't waste your time. If God don't bring them back, you don't never need them. Because he is in control, not me and you. Glory to God. He said, lest happy after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. And you think about, I'm going to give you an example. I'm trying to figure out how to say it without getting a name away. But fellow that was a deacon of a church not far from here, I knew him when I was young. Went to a church that I was real, real, real familiar with. And he ran off with one of his neighbor, his wife, took off. He's deacon of the church. Everybody thought highly of him. But I'm going to tell you something. You talk about mocking somebody and putting somebody down. All the people that was left in the church, oh, he was dirt. That was it. He was dirt. Because he had taught everybody, oh, you got to be truthful. Oh, you got to follow the Lord. Oh, you can't let your eyes move. And when you get up and do that, and then you fall, you drag a lot of people with you sometimes. He could have hurt a lot of people. But they had a good preacher who got up and explained how everything works in God. Hallelujah. That he's able to keep us, but we got to put him where he belongs in our life. If he was truly number one, he never looked off at nothing else. He done been blessed by God. He had a good wife. He had children. Glory to God. Why you want to run off at this one? Just cause you're pretty. But he did it. And then he come back. Of course, to come back where he was, I don't think he ever got back where he was. Because once you leave God and throw him down, it's hard to get your hands clean enough to pick him back up again and get him back inside your heart. And we need to know that as Christians. We need to know, hey, there's a cost to this. There's things that, you know, Satan's going to stick in our face and tell us you can't do without this. You've just got to have this to be happy. You've got to get this in your life. Praise God. Tell him you're a liar. Jesus holds the key to all happiness. He said, I'll fill you with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah, Satan, you're a liar. Leave. Rebuke him. Here's what it said. They'll say, this man began to be not able to finish. Well, that's what we say about the preachers you hear. Maybe they preach for years. All of a sudden, you hear they don't go to church no more and they're drinking. Or you hear that they left their wife and run off with some woman in the church and just left the church, Jesus, their wife, their kids, and took off. You hear it. Well, they started to build, but they wasn't able to finish it. This says so right there. And it yells at, what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. I can't whoop them, I quit. He didn't trust God, did he? I remember Elijah and his servant and that great 120,000 men army that was coming against them, and there was just two of them. And he said, what are we going to do? His servant did. Elijah said, Lord, open his eyes and he might see. On every hill, every mountain all around was full of angels. Stand up there. And he opened that army's eyes and they said, and they took off. They didn't want nothing to do with that. Because they'd done whooped, God had done whooped it for them. And glory to God, he'll fight your battles too. But you got to give them to him.
Amen.
Or else, while the other is yet a great while, he sendeth that to him. So likewise, whosoever he be of you, that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Now, what did he say? He said, I want you to throw everything you got in the river. No. He said, you don't love it. You don't love stuff. You don't love things. You don't desire the things of the world. What you desire is the gift of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Being born again. Hallelujah. Being a child of the King. Glory to God. Being one. And he said, I'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I want somebody that's on my side when the war starts. I want somebody on my side fight them battles out here. Glory to God. I want him to put blinders on me. I can't see nothing but Jesus. Because, friend, everything else will make sin get in your life. Everything else in this world is worldly. If Jesus is the only way we're ever going to make it into eternity. And glory to God, there's few people that's going to find it. Why? Because everything else keeps coming. They didn't count the cost of what it was going to cost them to serve God. You might have a wife that you married her when you was young and love her to death, but she's an atheist. And you go to God moves in your heart and you get saved. Glory to God. But your wife telling you, that's foolishness. Ain't no such a thing as God. I don't believe in none of that garbage. You better learn quick which one you want to throw down. And too many people are taking the thing of the world, the wife or the kids or the husband or whatever it may be, over God. But if you'll throw that down and get a hold of God, you can live a happy life. You stay with that, you ain't never going to be happy. Because that'll nag you, that'll bite at you. You'll feel that betrayal you've done of God all the days of your life. You'll never be free from it. It'll follow you into eternity. Glory to God. And you'll wake up one day in a lake of fire burning with brimstone because you turned away the Savior of the world. You said, no, I'd rather have this God. That's what their excuses are about. The excuses are made when a Christian finds something else that's drawn his attention away from the foundation of God. Hallelujah. They strayed away from what Jesus died to give us all. Glory to God. That's a free pardon of sin. Glory to God. That's a sweet Holy Ghost. That's being led by the Spirit, not by the flesh. He said, if you're led by the flesh, you're going to die. But if you live by the Spirit, that leads to life eternal, everlasting life. Glory to God. Then why are we so easily fooled by the things of the world? Because of this. This fleshly body. That lust after the things the eye sees. Glory to God. Glad I ain't got but one eye. I don't see as much as maybe you do. I just got one eye to look with. Glory to God. If I can just keep that one eye fastened on Jesus, this ain't going to see nothing in my flesh. So I'll have it made one. But praise God. You know, if I had two good eyes, I'd still want to look toward home. I'd want to look toward Jesus. I want my children saved. I want my loved ones, everyone saved. Glory to God. My mother today, I'm going to tell this. I didn't get her in for a prayer request yet, but my mother up here, my son would come down to visit with us a few days. He was up there, and they were sitting at the table beside mother. Mother sitting there eating, and all of a sudden she just went wham and fell out. And he called her before her face hit her plate. And sitting there, hoping, oh, yeah, she's passed out. She's passed. All of them run over there and check her, and got her up, and she, her blood pressure had bottomed out and stuff. And she got AFib, and that. It started going crazy on her. She just blacked out. He looked at me and said, I don't see how you stay here and do this all the time. I said, because I love her. And because God told me if I'd honor my mother and my father, that my days would be long upon this earth. And I trust God. Hallelujah. It may be hard to do right now. It may be hard to be there every time that she falls or nearly falls. Be there for her and reach out and help her and do the things for her she needs done. But praise God, ain't it worth it? Well, it's worth it to serve Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Much as I love my mother, I love Jesus more. Mama could not save me. Mama could not forgive me. Mama could not write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. But mother loves me. She's always loved me. Well, praise God. Jesus has too. And glory to God. And which is a greater love? The love of a mother or the love of a God? Hallelujah. I'm thanking God every time because I know he loves me. He loves my soul. He loves my forever.
Yeah.
He loves my future. Glory to God. And it all lies in me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The salt. He talks about us being salt. He does that over in Matthew, about chapter 2. Says, salt is good. But if the salt has lost its savor, what
Amen.
If we lose our savor, our zeal for God, our zeal to be holy, to be, you know, if we come to God, we've got to walk in the beauty of holiness. Well, then that other stuff will bother us. We won't be led away. We won't be coming up with excuses not to go to church, but we'll be finding excuses to get to church on another night, somewhere else. We can go there, go to church there that night, and come back to our church again on the night it is. Who does
Praise
that?
Praise God.
It said, it is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dung, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He's saying, if you lose that saltiness, that desire, that earnest love for God that goes above and beyond all understanding, you know what he did for you. You know what he forgave you for. You know that he's prepared a place for you. You know he's coming back to get us. Glory to God. And then you fall for the things of this earth. You're not even fit for the dunghill. People, I'm sure, out there at this day and time probably don't know what a dunghill is. But they used to clean the barns out. They'd shovel out all the cow manure and stuff and pile it up. All the chicken houses, they'd clean them out and pile it up. After it dried out pretty good, they would take that and scatter it across the fields. That was the fertilizer they used to grow their crops and grow their gardens and stuff like that's what they use. That's what the dung is. But he said, if you turn from God and fall back in this old sinful world, you ain't even fit for the dunghill. Think about what he's saying right there. He's telling you what he thinks of you. If you turn God away and turn to something else. Friend, it's time. The church, this is the church. Me and you are the church. That's just a place we go to worship. We call that the church, but Jesus said we're the church. We're the temple of God. If we get to letting the things of this world creep in the cracks and drag us away from Jesus. Glory to God. We ain't part of the church no more. That quits being the church, and it becomes the temple of Satan. Well, glory to God. If you're making excuses not to go to church, well, praise God. What do you think God thinks of that? What's he going to say to you on judgment day? You didn't want to come worship me. Why should I let you in? You wouldn't even go to the house of God and get down and pray and raise your hands and praise me. You wouldn't open your mouth. When you did go, you just sit there. You didn't get into it. You didn't reach out to me in prayer and earnest and fasting. Why should I be there for you when you come begging? Oh, God, help me. Oh, Jesus, this is out. This is over here in my family. Please reach out and touch them, Lord. Oh, please. But you ain't been going to church. You've been going to the lake. You've been camping out.
Come on.
You've been going here. You've been going there. But still, you want to cry out, Lord, I'm in need. Help me.
Come on.
You ain't living in no way to get help. Praise God. If you're living in a way to get help, he would be the first on your mind. Every morning, he'd be the last thing on your mind. Every night, you'd pray. You'd seek him out. You'd try to get more of him. Glory to God. When the church doors open, you'd be there. If that's your church, be at your church. Be there on time, ready. The first one to go in the door, want to go in praising God. Want to come out praising God. Want to know I got something while I was in there too. And praise God. That's the difference it's going to make. If you're not like that, friend, you're not going to make it. Because the trip home goes right through Jesus. You can't get there any other way. You've got to go by Jesus. That's the only way to get on. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell you something. This putting him about three notches below everything else around you. You're not going nowhere but that lake of fire. Yeah. But when you put him where he's supposed to be, you put him as the head, glory to God, the chief cornerstone, and you build your life on him. Glory to God. That life will stand. As you go to church, I don't go to be a bench warmer, I tell you that. I go to praise God, to give him my all, to let him know, dear God, I love you. I thank you for what you've done in my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God you pulled me out of that fiery, a lake of sin, and set my feet on the rock of salvation in Jesus Christ. And glory to God, I believe right now, no matter who you are or how far you've fallen, you can be redeemed. But you got to cry out.
Amen.
And there's got to be a change made inside you. Your lust for the world has got to evaporate, and your love for God has got to grow. And you said, well, I can serve God at home. Well, I've heard that from before too. Believe me. That's the mark of somebody that's fallen away. Well, I can serve God at home. I ain't got to go to church. That's the mark of a man or a woman, a boy or a girl that's fallen away from God. When they say things like that, the Bible clearly says, don't fail to assemble yourself together. Don't forsake it.
Amen.
Especially as you see the day approaching, the day of the Lord. And he's soon coming, friends. Glory to God.
Yes.
Got a little bit more. Sister Betty, I got some more to read here. But I thought I might let us get in prayer requests and stuff, or Tim sing some more, and I'll do this in a little bit.
Okay.
Don't leave this on their mind. You don't have an excuse good enough for God. There's not one you've got that God hadn't already heard. Don't try to come up with a new one. He's heard them all. Praise God. But no excuse will do. And when you start out walking that road to salvation, he told you it's a little straight, narrow road. It's hard to walk. You got to keep your mind on it. You got to watch where each step goes. You got to follow after the footprints of Jesus. You got to walk the way of righteousness. You got to live in the pureness of holiness. Glory to God. A clean life. A clean way. It's a clean road. Hallelujah. And it leads to a place that sin cannot enter. Praise God. And you won't take none in it either. You've got to be free from the sins of this world. You've got to be washed clean. He said, you can't have a spot, a wrinkle, or a blemish on your garment. This garment is your soul. And when it gets there, you can't have that on you nowhere. You've got to be clean. He said, glory to God, we can come on unto a perfect man, woman, boy, or girl. But I can't perfect myself. Jesus has to do it in me.
Amen.
Don't try it. Don't attempt it. Because you'll never be perfect. And in the eyes of man, even with God, you probably still won't be perfect in their eyes. but you will be in the eyes of Jesus Christ, the eyes Amen. Of God. Glory to God. If you walk in the ways of true holiness, you'll walk in the Spirit of God. You'll have the sweet blessing of the Holy Ghost dwelling inside
Amen.
You. Glory to God, the Spirit of the Father and the Son. And hallelujah. You can walk this walk. It's not that hard. Glory to God. Jesus made the way. He paved the road. Glory to God. We're following Him. We're sucking salvation from Him. It's His blood that cleans us up. It's Him. Glory to God that paid the price. It's Him. Hallelujah. That's went away.
Yeah.
He said, "For my bones, I'll come again and I'll receive." Hallelujah. His blood bought children of God unto Himself. Praise God. Your excuses won't get you there. When you start to build and find something better, and you quit building and run off, you're not going to make the trip. God's got your number just as well. Glory to God, as old Satan's got your number. God
Amen.
Knows you. He said, you got to repent. It's in the book of Revelation. Lest I blot your name out of the Lamb's book of life. Don't tell me what's the in grace, always in grace. That's not what the book says. That's what people want it to say. It don't say that. He said, repent, lest I blot your name out. Glory to God. Today I'm telling you, don't go so far that you can't get back. And glory to God. If you ain't done went too far, then come back to Jesus. He's looking for you. He's watching for you. He's waiting for you, longing for you to come along. And what'll he do? Will he punish me for what I've done? Will he beat me? Will he strike me all up? No. He'll love you. He'll invite you to come in. You say, my son or my daughter was dead, but they're alive again. Let us rejoice. Let's write that
yes.
name back down. Glory to God.
Thank
he,
you.
Oh, praise God. That's what this is about. Friend, it's new beginnings. You ever heard that? New beginnings with God. And that's what I got when I came through it and fully repented and give myself to it. I had a new beginning. Don't you want one of them? Don't life get hard sometimes out here beating your head against the wall but never getting ahead, striving and working and doing all this, but you're never satisfied? That's because you're trying to get the wrong stuff. When you come to God, you can be satisfied. You can know that, you know that, everything
yeah.
in your soul is right and set in order by the one true God.
Amen.
Or we can make excuses. Well, I've tried to come back. I got down and prayed the other night, and I couldn't feel a thing. You get your heart right, and you cry out to God. And you don't quit. You keep crying
yeah.
out to God. And I mean, cry. Let them hot tears flow. Let Him see that you truly repented. He said, I love such as be of a broken heart. Well, it's broken because you got away from God, and you got a contrite spirit, a spirit that's sorrowful, and repenting and coming to God and saying, I'm sorry. Lord, please give me another chance. Glory to God. Hey, don't believe this or what it has to do. I did it one time. I come back home. I asked Him. I wasn't back out doing faith, but I wasn't doing what He asked me to do. I didn't want to. I didn't want to preach. I didn't think I was able. I don't know enough. I can't do it. I don't even like to talk in front of people. I don't care if it's 50,000. I'll get up and preach to them. It don't bother me one bit. I can go on TV. Them cameras don't bother me none. Because I'm talking to somebody out there right now. And you know that you've been making excuses. You know what you're doing is wrong. You know that you've been, I don't believe I'll go to church today. I just don't feel good. I'm still sleepy. I didn't sleep good last night. I've got a headache, but my leg hurts. My back's hurting. Oh, God. I just go back to bed. Maybe I can get up after a while. Go to Walmart, get my stuff, get me something to eat. Every Sunday, the devil puts something like that on somebody.
Come on.
I'm asking you tonight, will you let go of that? Will you reach out to God, and not with your hands, not with your mouth, with your heart. Reach out to Him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. But that man, what he said, I'm guilty of it. I stayed home when I could have went, and I know I could have went.
Amen.
It wasn't so
bad. Come on.
I just didn't go that day. God, please forgive me. I want to be your child. I want to walk in your ways. I want to live a holy life, God. I'm tired of this, of being caught, straddling the fence all the time. I want to go to church, but I want to do something else. Lord, I just want to follow Jesus. That's all I want to do. Pray that tonight. And I'm going to tell you what, when you wake up in the morning, it's going to be a difference made in your life. He's calling everybody, all that will, he's saying, go, come unto me. Oh, you heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He's saying, take my yoke upon me, learn of me. I'm meek and lowly of spirit. Lord, come unto Jesus. He's asking you to come back. He won't throw you away. You're not garbage. He loved you enough to go to Calvary's cross.
Amen.
He can throw you away. If you come home and truly repent, you're truly going to be born again one more time. But you know what? I wouldn't keep trying it over and over either. Heard a preacher preaching. He makes mistakes every week. Has to ask God to forgive him. Son, you can't make any mistakes but once or twice. It becomes a choice after that. It ain't a mistake nor are you choosing to do it. I had to tell him that too. But that's the way it goes. People are in their mind. They think that God, I can do it over and over and over. As long as I ask God to forgive me. But you can't do that. You need to come home. You need to be home. You need to follow Jesus. He'll teach you which way to go. Let him into your life. Let him into your heart. Because there's some out there that I feel in my heart, this hit somebody. I can feel it, and they're mad a little bit because I'm saying you're saying this. You know what I'm doing. I don't know you. I'm preaching on the internet. Glory to God. I don't know you. I know the ones that go to my church where I'm preaching at, but I may not know you at all. But I'm telling you, God does. I can feel it in my spirit. Yeah. You've been playing games with God. You've been getting in there and, oh, yes, yes. But then you ain't there for 3 weeks. Then you come back.
Mom.
Oh, yes. Oh, yo. And then you're not there for 2 more weeks. Then you come back and you're still as old as you. You're not. Don't deceive yourself any longer. Give in. Give up to God. Ask him to forgive you. You want to come to church and do some praising? First, do some repent. Then you can do the praise. Praise God. Just
amen.
Let him come back to you. About to get wound up again.
Praise the Lord. We enjoyed that message, and do you have any prayer requests right now?
Yeah, y'all remember Mother. She just ain't done no good the last little while, and I'd like to see God move on her and help her strengthen her. And remember John David Gainey. That's my niece's son. He's in prison. Got in there for some charges, and it was about time for him to get out. And he's like I say, so much smarter than everybody else, you know, that he said he'd use one of them other prisoners that snuck up on him. He gets on Facebook on it, they caught him, and he had 2 more years tacked to him. So he's going to be in there for 2 more years. This God really give him a mind that's sharp, that he can actually think and be, know the way home is just through Jesus. You can't outsmart people. You ain't outsmarting God for sure. And pray for
Amen.
Him. Pray for my lost children. Pray for David. He's starting home in the morning, driving back to Virginia. Pray for him to travel safety and mercy up the highway. And remember his wife, Amber. She's been having a time trying to get the kids to football practice and cheerleading practice. And her working. She's a teacher. She's been having her hands full. Y'all pray for her, too. And pray that all of them I'll just come into the arms of Jesus and never walk back out.
Amen. We're going to go over here and sing a few more songs, and then we'll come back. And if anybody on Facebook has any prayer requests to turn in, just go ahead and turn them in there, and we'll pray over all of them. We're going to come back here in a minute and read all the prayer requests off that's been coming in. But I've got one that's real urgent here. George Coleman's in ICU, and he needs a miracle, so be praying for him. And like I said, we've been in many services with him, and he's a man of God, so just pray for him that God will give him a healing touch. We know that he's able. Just pray for us as we sing here. Praise God.
When I look around and see the good things he does for me, I know
but he is blessing. He freely gives my own life. My life to him, I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much. He prays and don't raise me. He's been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where, he has brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And sometimes, while on this way I feel, I stop and say thank you for all you've done for me. And one day I'll reach out to the heavens, you're all free. And let me kneel once more, I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for, praise me. He's been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where, he is talking from a God to woman to thank him for. And when I think of what he said and where, he is talking from a God to woman to thank him for. Thank him for.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Do me like Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bear with him there.
I'm making one step at a time. Following Jesus, he's on his mind. I don't know where he's taking me, but I know he'll take care of me. One step at a time. It's a crazy world that we're living in. One day, two days, day, you could speak to him. Everybody's talking to him, yet no one really knows. Is any of us truly one? What's the future hold? I'm taking one step at a time. Following Jesus, but he's in his mind. I don't know where he's taking me, but I know he'll take care of me. One step at a time. And once I'm halfway in, that's gonna work out. And I ask the Lord what it's all about. He reminds me that he has a plan all along. So I will follow him into the left and right. I'm taking one step at a time. Following Jesus with his hand in mind. I don't know where he's taking me, but I know he'll take care of me. One step at a time. It's a path of faith and not one of time. It's just when I need God's word to go on. All this journey, all this work, trust and obey. I'll follow where he leads me for the rest of my day. I'm taking one step at a time. Following Jesus, cause he's in his mind. I don't know where he's taking me, but I know he'll take care of me. One step at a time. One step at a time.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to your name, Lord.
It's all good, yes, it's all good. Whatever he's faithful and he should. It's all good, yes, it's all good. Every gift that's come above, it's all good. In the beginning of time, God made the earth. What a wonderful world it was, even from birth. But every day he added more as only he could. And God saw that it was all good. It's all good, yes, it's all good. Whatever he gives me, more than he should. It's all good, yes, it's all good. Every gift that's from above, it's all good. Every gift, perfect gift comes from above. It's just another way that God will show his love. And even when I haven't always understood, I know that it's so all good. It's all good, yes, it's all good. Whatever he gives me is more than he should. It's all good, yes, it's all good. Every gift that's on the back, it's all good. It's all good, yes, it's all good. Whatever he gives me is more than he should. It's all good, yes, it's all good. Every gift that's come about, it's all good. Every gift that's come about, it's all good. It's all good.
Thank you, Lord.
It may be on the TV or on the telephone, or even in the hospital room. The boys are all for taking the hallway, please go. And suddenly you feel a sense of pain. There's good things and there's bad news. So where shall I begin? And I know that the good news is always at the end. And the good news is that our hope's God is in this life. There's a world out there than what we know. We see there's no miracles. Praise to open life. I know that God is in control. I know that God's in control. We hear that so often that God has a plan. The truth in his word very clear. It might not grow to remember, but we believe to get. And sometimes our hearts are great with fear. So looking for the good news to replace the bad evil. So if you have a moment, let me tell you what I want. That the good news is that our hope's not in this life. The world is more real than what we know. We see Christ on miracles, made to open wide. I know God's in control. I know that God's in control. And the gift is that our hope's not in this life. And the world is more real than what we know. When it seems that no miracles make to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life.
Not in this life. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We're looking for this life.
Outside the gate, and he opened up the theater again. He went wrong. They came upon him, the man that expected from him. He said, silver and gold, have I not the such a house I give unto thee? Drop in the spirit of the man, to see the sound of what was done for me. The what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed the body, he says, come on. He saved me all just in time. Oh, let's praise his name. He says he does the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. I was in my sleep. I learned from the sin. I had no hope. So he walks in the red and scarlet. He walks in the light of stone. He opens up blinded eyes. And on the road will be joined. And so many of us join. So God's choice. He's everything that we see. My name is written down in the message. If you see what God's done for me. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my hands, he saved me, I'm just in time, I'm gonna praise his name, he changed us the same, come on and praise him, for what the Lord has done, gonna praise him, early in the morning, gonna praise him, then I'll hear to him.
Shirley that fell, she hurt her back, and Linda Griswold, she has had a brother to pass away, so remember that family. Remember Lena Powell, her husband Joel passed away, and Ann Hagen has a daughter that her heart's failing her, she's on hospice, and to just remember that family.
Landon.
And remember little Landon, he's they're trying out a new medicine on him, and grandparents said that there's a lot of side effects to it, so let's just pray that God will just protect his body and that it'll help him instead of hurting him. And just pray that God will touch all those tumors and shrink them and just dry them up and let them go in the name of Jesus. And remember the James Rose family, and let's remember Carolyn Cooper. Like I said, the Lord's given her a miracle, she had cancer, and she went and had a cancer check, and they told her no cancer, and we just give God all the praise and glory for that. Thank all the prayer warriors out there that's been praying for her, because God does hear and answer prayers. Just continue to pray that she'll get her strength. Pray for Dora. The Lord's also healed her. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe she was in stage 4 cancer, and the Lord touched her, and she got to come back home, but she did have to go back down for another checkup in Florida, but she's still pretty weak, so just lift her up to God that God will give her and her husband strength to get through this. And Tiffany and Kevin and family said that they need prayer tonight. Little Augustus broke his arm and needs healing. Mike Fitzgerald said that he needs God to move for him and his family. Tammy Killian went for tests this morning, so pray that she gets a good report. And Brother Don Antico, his wife Leela, that lost her leg here a few weeks back, we need to continue to pray for her, that God will continue to heal. And Marilyn Harrell, she's needing healing in her body. Pat Blevin said that she hasn't been feeling good. She needs healing. Carla Locke said to pray for her. It's unspoken. And my sister Eloise, her dog, her bulldog knocked her down a few weeks ago and broke her hip, and she had surgery, and she still can't walk, and she's doing therapy at home. Master arming her shoulder up, the nerves in it. So just remember her. She's needing a healing touch. Remember all of our family that needs salvation. We've got many of them that need to come to the Lord. Yes. And let's remember all the ones in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails. Remember all the shut-ins, the ones that would love to be in church that can't be. And yesterday was 3 years that our daughter Charity's been in heaven, and I just want everybody to remember to pray for all the kids and the grandkids that they'll come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and her children. And pray for her two boys. And let's just all go to the Lord in prayer. I know that there's many more prayers out there. Let's pray for the ones out on Facebook that have needs, and God knows every one of them. Rita Carden said to remember her daughter Savannah and her family. They all went on vacation, to pray that they'll have a safe trip. And she said also remember her kids who are rebelling against the Lord, conviction of the Holy Ghost, she said. So let's pray for them. There's many, many people that have COVID that we know of, and the flu and other sicknesses. So the Lord knows all. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all the needs out here. Let's pray for Brother Don. He's got to do a funeral tomorrow. So just pray for him as he does that. And pray for the family that lost their loved one. Okay, Brother Miles, you want to lead us in prayer there?
Yeah, I want to remember my church up there, Nick's Chapel Church of God. It's I've got at least two that's going to be baptized Sunday. And just remember us, remember them, that when they start their journey with the Lord, they won't be like the excuse makers, but they'll be like the ones that takes Jesus up and bears that cross proudly each and every day.
Yeah.
And after all the ones that we prayed for to be saved tonight, just ask God, reach down tonight, let a word move in their hearts, Lord, that can't be taken out again, and that word is Jesus. Lord,
amen.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, God,
Lord,
we have so many requests
to
bring to you, God, of
your
people
that
need
your
help.
Lord,
you want that help from the doctor, but they need from Jesus. They need it from online. They need the Savior.
We just lift them all up to you.
Lord,
all the ones that need salvation most of all, Lord, we lift them up to you and ask you, Lord, to get hold of their heart, their soul, their
suffering,
on them? Were they
all kinds of
sicknesses? Lord, we just ask you to just
drive and the legs taken off, God.
Away, God.
I know
they'll have a
the children of these losing their feet for them.
And they'll be
and dear God, we pray
we
that that disease is taken out of their body.
Bow down over the wrath, Lord, of the conviction,
Lord,
if you're dealing with the court.
You know, I know God that can move on them all.
Just kneel
with
that, Lord. Just ask him to forgive them, Lord.
We
ask
you,
Lord,
in the nursing rooms,
God, if they don't think they're getting their feet, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that conviction will come up on them, Lord. Draw them by your spirit and make them
feet.
Lord, that this will bring all their feet. Families in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to touch up the one who is healing in the body. Lord, you have a great position us to be able to give you praise and glory to all the
ones
that you already have touched, Lord. We've been seeing many miracles and we expect to see many more, Lord. We're asking you in the name of Jesus to touch George Coleman. In that I see
unto you, dear
I
Father,
see you, Lord, just ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to reach out with your mighty healing hand, Lord, Lord, to put on a new body, Lord, so you can fix it. You made that body, Lord, you created that body, and we're asking you, Lord, to break that body up out of that sick bed. In the name of Jesus, we can pray for you, Lord, what you want to do in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we're asking you to touch her. Ask you to touch her back, Lord, when she fell. We can pray to you, Lord, that you are the great physician that messes too hard to be, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to touch all the ones that have lost their blood, Lord. We pray that comfort will come, Lord, and all the ones in their family, Lord, that ain't saved. We pray that this will bring them back to you, Lord,
and
to
God.
Touch Ann Hagen, Lord, and her family, the Rose family.
They've been breathing so hard, Lord.
What are going to do in the name of Jesus? Thank you, Lord, for what you've done.
Lord, to go and to be more like you each and every day. Lord, I'm going to be more like
this other stuff that she's supposed to take, Lord. Touch in such a way, Lord, that it won't even affect her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray to you, Lord. Touch us with every arm, Lord. We pray, God, for healing. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray that family will forgive them, Lord. Praise and glory to God. We ask you to touch
the
Lord.
Take that out of your body, God.
Man, God, Lord,
in the spirit of Jesus Christ, Lord.
Walk on with the word of God and be healed in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and praise the Lord, Lord, that you're going to touch, that you're going to heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
we
ask you to touch Rachel tonight, Lord. Ask you to touch Holly's husband, Lord.
We
give you praise and glory for all that you've done for him, Lord, and for what you're going to continue to do for him.
Touch
his body completely healed in Jesus' name. Caroline Harris, Lord,
that
needs a miracle, Lord. You are the miracle worker, and we can be praise and glory, Lord. You're going to go and touch her, Lord, wherever she's at right now. In the name of Jesus, touch Eloise, Lord. Touch her, let her be in. Touch her arm and her family. We just pray right now that you'll and just meet all the needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we're just giving you praise and glory
for
what you're doing, for what you've already done, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Let this word go out tonight, Lord.
Some
lost people
come to you tonight, Lord.
That
you will heal, and save, and deliver, God. We pray to you and thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jesus'
name.
Lord, we pray that you'll touch her skin, touch the numbness in her legs, Lord, and her feet. Lord, we pray that when she comes on Thursday, that there'll be nothing wrong with her in the name of Jesus. We're believing it, Lord. We believe it, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to be with Landon and take this new medicine, Lord, that will not affect none of his organs, that you will heal him, Lord, for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Praise
the
glory. We ask the grandparents that are taking care of him, Lord. We pray that you'll give them the strength, Lord. Take care of him in Jesus' name. We pray for Ann Hagen, Lord, for her family. We
Jesus.
Lord, to give them the strength to take them for the coming days. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise you and we thank you. Let's bring the garden out there, Lord.
Glory to God.
Lord, and ask your daughter. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Lord, for Vincent's wife and her family that's lost a child, Lord, we come, Lord,
and that pain and the condition of being healed back together.
From what they need in you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to your name, Jesus. Praise your holy name for all that you've done. Praise God. Brother Miles, you got anything else to add to what you've already said?
Yes. I'm going to come out of 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 15. And this is how you keep from having to make excuses.
Yeah.
It said, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And people like this, for you live a holy life, and you won't have nothing to repent from. Because sin will not attack you. You won't be led into sin, you'll be led away from it. That's what holy is blameless and spotless before the Lord. So, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Be afraid that you might make a mistake and lose out on the kingdom of God, that you might lose out on eternal life, because it's easy to make a mistake. But the big man tells people, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, forgive me. So if you're grown in Jesus, if you don't think that that's the end because you made a slip up. Think that that's time to get down, renew yourself in Jesus, beg his forgiveness, and walk that walk with him. Let him guide you where you don't make the mistakes anymore. Because he said he'd keep us from sin. He forgave us from sin, and he'll also keep us from it if we'll trust him.
Yes,
said,
he will.
As much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. You see, that's why your salvation should be the most precious thing in the whole world to you. Silver and gold, you can stack your house full, and you would choose your salvation over that. It don't matter if the bank put your name on it, and every dollar in it could be yours. If you threw your salvation down, I hope you've got the brain and the strength to say, no, I trust Jesus. He's the one that forgave me. He's the one that cleaned me by his blood. I was redeemed unto him. Glory to God. And now, glory to God, I ain't got a blemish or a spot, and I'm not going to put dirt on me by loving money more than I love my God. He said, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, what was manifest in these last times for you and for me. And glory to God, that is what it was. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. See, we don't trust the riches of the world. We see that the dollar ain't worth near what it was. They call it inflation. I call it just a sign from God. People is trusting in money is fixing to lose their faith because their faith's not in God, and they're going to lose faith in money before long. Because it's going to be not worth nothing one day. Our dollars won't be worth anything. But the love of God is always worth eternity unto us. Praise God.
Amen.
Said, I believe that he gave up him for us. Said, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from death? Well, that's how we believe. We believe through Jesus Christ. He's the door unto the Father. Glory to God. And it said these three are one in my Bible. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We have a triune God, but in the end, they all come back together as one. And we serve that one true God. And praise God by it. I thank God that we got a way of coming out of the perdition of this world and into the holiness of God.
Yes, amen.
We purified our souls in obeying the truth. That's the word of God. And that's what we do. We obey it through the Spirit.
Yeah.
Unfeigned love of the brethren. And see that you love one another with a pure heart. Fervently.
Yes.
You love with a pure heart. I don't just love them because they got authority over me, my boss at work. I love the ones that can't do one thing for me, that depend on me to help them. I love them. That's what Jesus did to us. We couldn't do one thing for him, but he could forgive us and he came to do it. That's how he says we love others. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, glory to God. He goes on and said, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I'm reading this out of the Bible. It ain't my word. It's the word of the living God. It's the word that you can stand on. It's a word that you can build your salvation on. The word you can trust in. Glory to God. You won't have to come to God. Hallelujah, God. And make no excuse. Glory. You say, Lord, I've been following what your word said. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, I'm trying to be that holy one before you. I want to be one. Hallelujah, God. That I don't have to come and repent from dead works over and over again. I don't have to come and say, Lord, forgive me for this thing I asked you yesterday to forgive me for. And I slipped up and did it again. And you don't come every day asking the same thing. That was the word of God. Tells you to turn away from such things. You follow the word. Glory to God. You're going to end up in the kingdom of God, living forever. Glory to hallelujah. In the joys of the Lord, praise God. But if we keep walking and making excuses, why these things keep dragging us back in? Praise God. Why these things draw our attention away from church and going and worshiping the living God? Praise the Lord. Then one day, he's not going to hear you when you cry out, Lord, forgive me. He said, I have over and over, and I'm not doing it no more. What do you do then, people? Who do you cry out on then when there's no hope left and you threw away God's mercy and his love? Hallelujah. You counted the blood of none effect. Why are you clean? Praise God. One day, people's going to regret this life down here and the way they lived it. Because if we don't live like the word of God said, then you cannot please God. That's simple.
That's it. Amen.
Chapter 2, there says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You get closer to God. Hallelujah. And the word of God is what we build ourselves. That's what draws us close to God. We get to walk in the word of God. Praise the Lord. The devil can't find a crack to attack you through. That's putting on the whole armor of God, ain't it? That's getting this word wrote down in the tabernacles of our heart. Praise God. So we can follow God, and we know what the word says. And it said the Holy Ghost would teach us all things and bring it to our remembrance when we need it, when we're facing the devil. And glory to God. You say, devil, you know, we don't live by bread alone, old boy. And I don't love money, but I do love God. And I'll live by every word that proceeded out of his mouth. I'm going to walk him before him the day I die, because it's him that has brought me. It's him that paid for me. It's him that justified me, freed me from sin, and cleaned me up, and set my feet, hallelujah, on the rock of Jesus Christ. And praise God. All right, now, I'm telling you, if you don't come to him, if you don't turn around from your excuse making, hallelujah, starting to build and running out of what it takes to build your foundation on Jesus, then glory to God. Then one day we'll never remember you again. Even if you're my child, I'll never remember you again. because I'm going to be up there with Jesus. And we can't remember the ones that have fallen into the lake, because that would bring anguish to us and tears in our eyes. And he said, that will never happen to you if you enter into my kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. We've called glory to God. We're called to be something, people, and it ain't the world. It's the, we're called to be something. Glory to God. Let me read verse 9. It said, but you're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, glory to God. We're serving a real God. We're serving one, hallelujah, God, that can take your sins and just wash them right off of you with his blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They won't ever be brought up again. And people, you go to church then, and then you can't go regular because you got 9,842 excuses why you can't be there. And the only one you got is you're loving something else more than you loving God.
Amen. That's it.
The only one there is. You can't play that game with me. I know better. Glory to God. I used to always make an excuse not to go to church. But now I want to go to church, and there ain't no excuse keeping me out. I want to go to church. I want to serve God. I want to please him. I want him to love me like I love him. And you know who loved first? He did. He loved me before I even know how to love him. Praise God now. I'm going to tell you something. If you're a child of God, then you're going to act like one. If you're a child of God, you're going to smell like one. If you're a child of God, you're going to sound like one. Glory to God. And you won't make excuses why you can't do something for God. You'll make excuses why you can. Hey, I may have to miss work tomorrow, but I've got to go see these people. They're hurting. They're in trouble, and they need prayer. I'm going to the hospital to pray with them. You know what? God will supply your needs. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you trust him that way, God will supply to you. He's always enriched my life. He's never hurt me in no way. He's never failed me. He's never let me down. Glory to God. Out of money. Didn't know what was going to eat. Praise God. Money came. Without groceries.
Yes.
Didn't know why I didn't have money to buy food. And a box of groceries come on the doorstep. Didn't tell nobody I was hungry. God knew. That's the only one that needed to know. He knows your problems. He knows your needs before you ever ask him.
Yes, he does.
And we always ask him for stuff. Do this, God. Help me with this, Lord. My car's acting up. Help me, God. Do this, God. Get me a better job, God. My goodness. Lord, let me be more like you. Let me be more satisfied than what thou have given me. Lord, let me not be one of them that's asking stuff from you all the time. I just want you. Lord, let me get in the word deeper. Lord, let me understand more. Lord, let me be able to help other people. Dear God, let me be able to meet somebody on the street tomorrow and speak the word of God to them and then be saved, God. Lord, let me have souls for my house. Dear God, I don't need anything else. You give me all when you forgave me and give me salvation and give me the grace and the Holy Ghost inside. Praise the good Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Lord.
And now it's time that I give to others. Praise God. I don't have excuses, God. I just got a will to serve you. Can you say that today? Because, friend, if you can't, and praise God, you better get on them knees, and you better not get off. Do you know something's changed? Because what tell you what, to know the one true God, to know, really know his salvation in your life, is to want to do more for him. It's not to hard excuse not to do it. It's to make excuses, get out of something else where you can do more for God.
Amen. Come on.
That's what he deserves.
That's it.
Praise God. I pity the people that go to church once a month or twice a month because they got other
come
stuff
on.
To do for them. Because you know what you're reaping? You're reaping hellfire to yourself, and you're going to doom your soul to lay in that lake of fire throughout all eternity.
Yep.
And guess what? You'll be able to look up into heaven and see us, but we won't be able to see you. That's what he said. They'll look up and see him. It's in the Bible. The old rich man died, and that old beggar Lazarus, and he looked up and could see old Lazarus up there in Abraham's bosom in heaven because the angels carried him up. But that one, the old beggar, that old rich man, was down into hell. He said, I'm tormented this way. Make up your choice today. Make up your mind. Who you want to serve, a God that loves you or a devil that just wants to torment you? a devil that wants to deceive, a devil that wants to rob you. He said he's out to kill, to steal, and destroy.
Amen.
He'll destroy your salvation. He'll steal, glory to God, all your joy from you. And then he'll devour you and put you in that lake of fire.
Amen.
It's time for us to get right with God. To get right with God means to lay everything aside that we can get a hold of Jesus. Glory to God. He talked about this and talked about all that right there, them into his marvelous light, said, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God.
Yes,
which
amen.
Have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained
hallelujah.
Mercy.
Jesus.
Just glory to God, yes. If you've truly
hallelujah.
Obtained the mercy of God and you've come to the salvation of Jesus Christ, you know what? That's your riches. That's the thing you need to protect.
Yes.
That's the thing you need to guard. That's the thing you need to keep the thief from coming in and tearing your house up. That's what he's after. He don't want you to be happy and secure in the arms of Jesus. Glory to God. He's trying to tear you out. But see, he can't tear you out of the hands of Jesus. You have to walk out.
That's
Friend,
it.
You can turn back to that beggarly elements of the world, and you can leave out of the hand of God. But don't think it's so easy getting back in. Oh, I believe God has mercy. But when you've had all he's got to offer, it's so hard to climb back in that boat, don't you think? Because a man that
Come
gets
on.
Out of me, just like what Peter was, you will start to sink. And you'll be helping me, Lord. And he'll say, I did, but you didn't want him. Think about that. Before you go to sleep tonight, if you fell back on God, if you used to, I've heard, oh, had one here the other day at church telling me, well, I used to prophesy, used to do this, and I'm sitting there. You're the only one that's changed. God ain't never changed his mind.
Yeah.
He still loves you. You got to come back and get back with him. Glory to God. That's what I'm telling you all. If you used to be something for God, you still are in his eyes. He said, glory to God. He wouldn't never repent of the gifts and the things he's given you in your life. All the calling he put on you is still there. It's you that's not listening. It's you that's not obeying. But right now, you can change that tonight. You know what? You can change it tonight, friend, wherever you are.
Yes.
Right now, I don't care if you're at work, wherever you are. Just get down on your knees. You say, well, they'll fire me. Let them fire you. I got, well, glory to God. You can go to work for Jesus. I'll go where the field are out to harvest and laborers he's running short of. So there's a job for you. Glory to God. He'll feed you. He'll supply. He'll give you what you need. Praise God. But you got to choose him. If you'll choose him tonight, I believe in my heart that you will be saved. Because the Bible said, glory to God. You speak with your mouth. You cry, confess Jesus Christ, Lord. You believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. It said, you shall
Amen.
Be saved. Come back to Jesus. Come back to Jesus. Come on back. How'd he die? His arms stretched wide open. He's waiting for you to come in him where he can close them arms too. If you'll come
Thank
in, he'll wrap them around you. And he'll never let you go as long as you hang on. Hang on. Glory to God. We just got a short while to be on this old earth. But while we're here, glory to God, I want to be like Jesus. He said, I got to be about my Father's business. I got stuff to do for God. I got to go out, and I've got to win souls. I got to go out and help people. I got to lift people up that the world's pushing down and tell them they ain't no count when God loves them just like he did me. I got to help
Amen.
People. Glory to God. If you get busy, you won't have time to look to the right or the left because there's too much work to be done. Praise God. God will keep you busy. And the devil
Hallelujah.
Can't keep you long as you're ahead
yes.
with God.
Thank
but
Jesus.
That's what it's going to take. It's going to take somebody got a backbone in them. And say, devil, you ain't getting this one. I'm going to serve God till my last breath. And that next time, I take a breath of being the kingdom of God in a brand new body. Glory to God. Sister Betty, that's what's been missing. Is people
Amen.
Not found the satisfaction in Jesus that they find in this stupid world. And there ain't nothing in this world that you can be satisfied with that very long, because then you'll want something else. Or you'll want it again. You can't
Amen.
Stay satisfied. But you get God one time, truly get him in your life,
Amen.
In your heart, the desire to please him. Glory to God, you can
yes.
be satisfied the rest of your days. and throughout
Amen.
All eternity if you'll just come home. Praise God.
Amen.
I remember that old song, he said, come home, it's supper time. The people
yes.
had a great supper we started out with tonight. It's about to be set on the table. And he's going to be calling the ones that are ready to come and eat. Come and dine. And the Bible said Jesus would gird himself and come and serve us at that supper table. Are you hungry for God? Are you still got that desire to fill yourself up on the world? Because the world will leave you hungry. But Jesus can satisfy you. Come on.
Amen.
He's waiting on you. He's waiting. He wants to touch you tonight. If you'll cry out right now and pray, I believe in my heart that Jesus is going to come to you and be just like that, about the glory to God, the prodigal son. He'll fall on you. He'll hug you. He'll kiss your neck. Glory to God.
Yes.
And say this, my child was dead, but they're alive again. And they'll rejoice
right.
in heaven over you. So just come on home. He's got the lights on for you. He's waiting on you. Come on home and see if Jesus won't accept you back in. He loved you enough to die for you, I'm sure. He loves you enough to say, come on home. Praise God. Look, man, I've got a little excited there, but I'll let you take it back a little bit.
Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for Tim. He's been having chest pains for several weeks now, off and on. He does have a heart condition, so let's go to the Lord in prayer for him right now that God will touch him and heal him.
Precious
go ahead
God,
and lead us, brother.
Right now, Lord,
Lord
in
just
Jesus.
Before you, thanking you and thanking you
right.
that you have the great condition. Nothing
right.
too hard for you.
To
thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We ask you, Lord, to touch Tim's heart, all of the hurt, all of the discomfort, Lord, to stop right now in the name of Jesus. We take power and authority over it right now. In Jesus' name, we ask you to touch that heart, line it up, Lord. Let it quit fluttering, let it quit hurting. We give you praise, we give you glory in the name of Jesus for what you're going to do. Thank you, Jesus. By your stripes, Tim is healed. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus.
Because I believe it touches him.
Thank you,
and Lord, I believe your hands upon him right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
I thank
Jesus
you. Jesus'
name.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Lord, if we don't pray, it won't do any good.
Praise
but dear God,
thank
I believe
you
that you're talking right now. I believe that you're laying your hand on him right this minute. And I believe
yes.
in the name of Jesus, he's going to be made whole, Lord. I believe you're going to take
yes.
that pain away. I want to thank you and praise you,
yes.
God.
In the name of Jesus.
And knowing that we love you, Lord. We love you. And you're such a good
yes.
God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Thank you for coming on tonight and obeying the Lord. We've got just a minute and a few seconds, so we're going to say good night. We love you all, and God bless. And next Monday, brother Pastor Don Harris will be on at 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and then next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Reaching the World for Christ in Memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood will be on again, USA Eastern Standard Time. So just remember that and come on and be with us next week again on Monday and on Thursday. God bless and go with God and he'll go with you. We love y'all.
Love y'all.
Love
Bye.
Y'all. Good night. God bless.
God bless.
Good night.